come forth, put on, put off. We may feel like things keep happening, but God would have us come to know by experience that what happened was not for the purpose of punishing us, but to cause us to stop and be still, listen to Him in intimacy and rely on Him. Whatever happens, know this: God's purpose is not to punish us, but that we may have more of Him. You have power over your mind, and you have power over some outside events, but certainly not all of them. Things do not always go according to our plans, but thankfully, God has given us power over our thoughts. John 11:15-43 tells the story of Jesus when he went to where Lazarus was laid in the tomb. John 11:15 in the Amplified translation read, "Jesus said, 'For your sake, I am glad I was not here. It will help you to believe and to trust and rely on me.'" The Passion Translation reads, "Now you have another opportunity to see what I am so that you will learn to trust in me." Things were going differently from how Martha, Mary, and the others wanted. The talk was that if Jesus had been here, Lazarus would not have died, that Jesus could have prevented Lazarus from dying. We always have the opportunity to trust in Jesus, especially when He is late, according to our timing. Jesus in His dunamis, His ability and abundance, His deep meaning, His might, miracle, power, strength, violence, virtue, wounded, work, and wonderful. Powerful in our life are always on time. When Jesus said, "Take away the stone, Martha," her first reaction was, "He's going to stink. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus replied, "Did I not tell you and promise you that if you would believe and rely on me, you should see the glory of God?" And in the scriptures, there is always a deeper connected meaning to who Christ is. In our lives today, there is the spiritual significance of the grave clothes, John 11:44, and not only a simple burial procedure. Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he came out with his grave clothes on. Jesus instructed his friends to take off the grave clothes. I believe they represent a deeper spiritual meaning of anything that is preventing us from being all that God has called us to be in Him.